Akhotra Foundation presents The Akhotra Dialogue, an exploration of the world's greatest thinkers and ideas. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Akhotra AI. Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving into someone who, well, everyone seems to have an opinion about. Elon Musk.
Right. He definitely sparks conversation.
For sure. And we're using Ashley Vance's biography as our map. It's known for being pretty comprehensive, pulling from tons of interviews, giving this unfiltered look.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission here for you listening is to get past the, you know, the headlines and understand what really drives him, the guy behind Tesla, SpaceX, and maybe find some surprising lessons from his journey.
Yeah. And what's fascinating, what Vance really brings out, is the access he got. Not just Musk, but family, colleagues, even rivals. It gives this really rounded picture.
Not just the official story, then.
Exactly. And Vance's main point isn't really about Musk just wanting to get rich. It's more like this almost messianic belief that technology is how we solve the big stuff. Climate change, getting humanity off Earth.
Like existential threats.
Precisely. So we'll explore how that kind of, frankly, extreme risk-taking, how that leads to these huge breakthroughs, and how one person can actually, you know, shake up entire industries, often against crazy odds.
It really is an amazing story when you lay it out. Vance takes us way back, doesn't he, to South Africa during apartheid. What does he say about those early years, that formative furnace, he calls it?
Oh, yeah. It's quite a picture. Vance paints, often pretty tough. He talks about severe bullying Musk faced and this really complex, difficult relationship with his father, Errol. He was kind of an outsider.
Mm.
And Vance makes a strong case that this early stress, this conflict, had kind of forged his later ability to handle insane levels of risk and difficulty. You see it later on.
So that resilience came from somewhere specific.
Seems like it. His escape back then.
Yeah.
Books, devouring encyclopedias, sci-fi, especially Asimov, which might explain the whole space thing.
The sci-fi connection makes sense.
Right. Taught himself coding super young, like 10. Sold his first video game, Blaster, when he was just 12.
12. That's something. It makes you think, doesn't it? How those early, maybe tough experiences really wire you for later life, for resilience.
Definitely. And Vance connects that directly to him wanting to get to America. Saw it as the, you know, land of opportunity.
The place to make things happen.
Exactly. Moved there at 17, went through Queen's University in Canada, then UPenn. And then there's that famous Stanford story.
Oh, yeah, the 2 days. He started a PhD and dropped out almost immediately. Why? What was the thinking there, according to Vance?
Well, Vance explains Musk felt academia was just too slow, too disconnected from actually doing things. The internet was exploding, and he felt this massive urgency to jump in to build stuff now.
Impatient, maybe, or just saw the opportunity.
Probably both.
Yeah.
It really shows his bias for action over just theory. A pattern we see again and again.
So that leads him into the dot-com boom with Zip2, his first real company. What does Vance highlight about that experience, especially that work ethic we hear so much about?
Zip2, yeah, online directories for newspapers. It was his first big swing. And Vance definitely chronicles the intensity, sleeping in the office, coding nonstop, clashing with partners about control.
Phew.
It was a trial by fire.
Already showing that single-mindedness.
Totally. Even back then, it was extreme. But the sale of Zip2... that gave him his first real capital,
yeah,
which was crucial.
And he didn't just bank it, did he? He rolled it right into X.com, the thing that became PayPal. Vance talks about his big vision for online banking, but also a lot of drama.
Oh, massive drama. A really rough introduction to Silicon Valley power plays. There was the merger with Confinity. They had the actual PayPal product. Huge internal fights. Musk actually got kicked out as CEO while he was on his honeymoon.
No way. While on honeymoon.
Yep. Brutal. But the key thing, the turning point, was when eBay eventually bought PayPal. Musk walked away with about $180 million.
Wow. Okay, let's just park there a sec. $180 million, most people would be done, right? Buy an island.
Right, set for life.
But Vance makes it super clear. For Musk, that was just starter money, seed capital. This is where that audacity, that messianic thing you mentioned, really comes into play with SpaceX. It wasn't about the money anymore, was it?
Not primarily, no. Vance documents how he almost immediately became obsessed with making humanity multiplanetary, like it was a mission.
Where did that even come from? The rocket idea.
The aha moment, Vance says, was after this trip to Russia, he tried to buy old ICBMs to, like, send mice to Mars or something.
Yeah.
And the Russian aerospace guys basically laughed him out of the room, dismissed him.
Okay.
And that rejection, being ridiculed, apparently flipped a switch. He thought, okay, forget buying them. I'll build them myself using first principles thinking.
Right. First principles. Can you unpack that quickly, how Vance describes it?
Yeah. Basically, instead of reasoning by analogy like rockets cost X because they've always cost X, Musk broke it down. He asked, what are rockets actually made of? Aluminum, copper, fuel. What do those raw materials cost?
Getting down to the fundamental physics and economics.
Exactly. He figured out the actual material cost was tiny, like maybe 2% of the typical launch price. Mm. The rest was bureaucracy, old ways of doing things. So he thought, we can build this way cheaper, way more efficiently in-house.
Revolutionary, really, if you can pull it off.
Big if. The early SpaceX years were incredibly tough. Building Falcon 1.
Yeah.
The first three launches were just catastrophic failures. Boom. Pushed the company right to the edge of bankruptcy.
And meanwhile, he's also wrestling with Tesla. Vance calls it production hell. He wasn't the founder, but he came in as an early investor, then took over as CEO. What was going on there?
Parallel chaos, basically. Tesla started with the Roadster, this niche electric sports car. But Musk wanted mass market EVs. The Roadster itself had huge delays, cost overruns, endless technical glitches.
More clashes, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Big time clashes with the original co-founder, Martin Eberhard. Another messy ousting. Musk steps fully into the CEO role. Vance paints a picture of just constant crisis management.
It really highlights the difference between software and hardware, doesn't it? You can't just patch a rocket engine with a software update.
Not easily. It's brutal. Building physical things, especially cutting-edge stuff, is just incredibly hard and expensive.
And then it all collided in 2008, the global financial crisis. Both companies burning cash, investment dries up. Vance describes this as Musk's absolute lowest point, right?
His darkest hour, for sure. Both SpaceX and Tesla were teetering on the verge of collapse. He had this impossible choice. Try to save one, probably lose both.
Yeah.
Or what?
What did he do?
According to Vance, he scraped together every last cent he had, poured his entire remaining personal fortune from the PayPal sale into both companies. He was literally borrowing money from friends just to pay rent.
Wow. That's betting everything, truly.
Everything. Immense personal stress. But then, almost like a movie, came this incredible turnaround. September 2008, SpaceX nails the fourth Falcon 1 launch. Make or break, it works. And that success was critical. It helped them land this massive $1.6 billion NASA contract to resupply the space station. Basically, save SpaceX.
Okay, one down. What about Tesla?
Tesla was even closer to the wire. They secured a last-ditch funding round literally hours before collapsing on Christmas Eve 2008. Then they got a crucial loan from the Department of Energy later. Saved again.
Just incredible timing. It perfectly illustrates that, quote, Vance uses, right? When something is important enough, you do it even if the odds are not in your favor.
Absolutely. It wasn't just talk for him. He lived it right there. And those moments, those crises, really let Vance show us the core beliefs driving Musk. It's not just business strategy.
Right. Let's dig into that. His core philosophy. What are the bedrock principles Vance identifies?
Okay. Number one seems to be mission over money. Vance argues persuasively it's not about accumulating wealth. It's this quasi-religious belief, as he puts it, in the mission securing humanity's future. Fear of climate change, fear of being stuck on one planet.
And that drives the first principles thinking we talked about.
Directly. Breaking problems down to their absolute fundamentals to find totally new, sometimes radical, solutions. Not just iterating on what exists.
And these principles, they also lead to the more controversial sides, right? Vance doesn't ignore the tough stuff.
Not at all. There's the extreme risk-taking, willingness to face bankruptcy, total failure, repeatedly. His view is basically establish possibility first, then worry about probability.
Like failure is an option here.
Exactly. If things are not failing, you are not innovating enough. That's a direct quote Vance uses. Then there's the work ethic. Brutal. 100-hour weeks expected for himself and everyone else.
Which has consequences, presumably.
Huge consequences.
Yeah.
And related to that is his preference for vertical integration, controlling everything from raw materials to the final product. SpaceX making its own parts, Tesla doing battery chemistry and chargers. It's super complex, but gives ultimate control and speed, in his view.
That relentless drive, the 100-hour weeks, Vance must talk about the human cost of that, not just for Musk, but for the people around him. Did it ever backfire?
Oh, definitely. Vance is clear that while this intensity fuels the breakthroughs, it takes a massive toll. High burnout, high turnover, strained relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the book.
So it's not necessarily painted as the ideal way to work, just his way.
Pretty much. Vance kind of presents this duality, the visionary inspiring people to do the impossible alongside the demanding, sometimes seemingly unempathetic micromanager. And he argues they're kind of inseparable in Musk's case. That intensity needed for the mission is the thing that can make him difficult. It's presented as almost a necessary, if very harsh, trade-off for achieving those goals.
That's a really key point Vance makes. Okay, let's pivot slightly. Vance highlights specific moments, turning points, that really changed Musk's path. Can you walk us through maybe three key ones?
Sure. First, definitely the PayPal ousting. Yeah, it was embarrassing, a harsh lesson in corporate politics.
Mm-hmm.
But Vance argues it was liberating. It freed his money, sure, but also his focus for the things he really cared about. Space and electric cars. That $180 million was the launch pad.
So a painful blessing in disguise. Without that, maybe no SpaceX or Tesla as we know them.
Quite possibly. Second, that Russian rejection we mentioned. Being laughed at for wanting to buy rockets. That wasn't just a no, it was the catalyst. It sparked the whole I can do it better and cheaper myself idea, leading directly to SpaceX and its whole first principles approach.
Turned dismissal into motivation. Incredible.
Right. And third has to be that 2008 crisis, the absolute brink, pouring his last dollar in.
Mm-hmm.
Vance portrays this not just as a business risk, but almost an act of faith in the missions. And surviving that crucible, landing the NASA contract, getting the Tesla funding, that validated everything and set them up for the future.
It really shows how setbacks weren't roadblocks for him, but maybe more like data points or fuel. He learned and adapted in ways most people wouldn't.
That's a great way to put it. Failure wasn't the end. It was part of the process of proving possibility.
So, stepping back from the blow-by-blow, what does this whole epic story, as told by Vance, mean for us, for you listening? He quotes Musk saying, ordinary people can choose to be extraordinary. Inspiring, but...
But there's a cost.
A huge cost. Vance really details it. Strained family life, like with his first wife, Justine. The health toll. Basically zero work-life balance. There's that quote Vance includes where Musk says he'd like to find maybe 5 to 10 hours a week for dating.
Yeah, it's so stark.
It really puts that ambition in perspective, doesn't it?
It really does. And Vance forces you to ask, right? Mm-hmm. Could he have achieved all this without those extreme sacrifices? Sacrifices most people wouldn't or maybe couldn't make. It makes you reflect on your own balance, your own ambitions versus well-being. Mm-hmm. There are no easy answers there.
Okay, as we wrap up our deep dive here, let's try to crystallize three final takeaways from Vance's portrait of Musk. What's the emotional core?
Emotionally, I think it's the power of having a mission that feels almost existential. Vance shows this wasn't just business for Musk. It was this deep-seated drive to, like, save humanity. And that belief fueled the resilience through absolute disasters. It suggests that kind of transformative innovation needs a powerful why behind it, something bigger than just profit.
And intellectually, what's the big idea to take away?
Intellectually, it has to be the impact of that first principles thinking combined with vertical integration. It wasn't just a tweak here or there. It was a fundamental rethinking of how things are made and why they cost what they do. That's what allowed him to shatter old industries and do things people thought were impossible.
Okay, and finally, a universal insight, something anyone can relate to or learn from.
Universally, I think Vance shows that achieving something truly exceptional, something world-changing, often requires a level of dedication and risk tolerance that's, well, almost inhuman by normal standards. It means pushing way beyond conventional limits and societal expectations.
Vance's book really does offer this paradigm shift, doesn't it? It makes you question assumptions about risk, about failure, about what one person can actually achieve. And it leaves you with that tough question. Are the sometimes harsh methods the necessary price for building that fantastic future Musk talks about?
Exactly. It makes you wonder, what big problem out there could you tackle with that kind of first principles approach, even if everyone tells you the odds are stacked against you? Something to think about.
Join us next time for a new episode featuring another world-renowned individual, a new book, and a new idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Acotra Foundation.